Hello, my name is Elizabeth Spears, and I'm a junior at Travis High School in Austin, Texas. And today I'm here with Cindy Contreras, Cindy, what do you do?
Well, I'm what's called a water quality coordinator here at the department, and I work as part of a team called the Kills and Spills team.
And what exactly is the Kills and Spills team?
The Kills and Spills team is a team of biologists here at Texas Parks and Wildlife Department that investigates pollution that might affect fish or wildlife. And we also investigate kills. And kills are anytime you see a lot of dead fish or dead wildlife. It's either a fish kill or a wildlife kill.
And when these companies pollute the waters and cause these kills, do y'all fine the companies?
We have what we call restitution. It's not exactly a fine, but we actually go out and count and identify the animals that were damaged or killed and assign a value to those. And we require anyone who's responsible to pay that money, and we put that back into enhancing the environment and trying to restore what was damaged. But it's not exactly a fine in the sense that it's a punishment for what happened. It's more just to repay what was damaged.
And how exactly do you decide how much the company should pay for restitution?
It depends on what was actually damaged, the species involved. For example, a largemouth bass is a game fish, and it would be worth more than, say, a carp, which is not the kind of fish that people fish for. Also, the size of the fish. So smaller fish aren't worth much as larger fish.
And how do you know, besides the death of all these fish, that the water has been polluted?
Sometimes it can be really hard to tell what causes a fish kill. We go out to a lot of kills that are actually caused by natural causes. In fact, some of our biggest kills in the state are caused by things like weather, really bad storms that come through. Sudden cold freezes along the coast have caused very big fish kills in the past. And red tide is something we've got going on right now along the coast that's a algae that blooms in the water and causes large fish kills. But I didn't quite get to answering your question. The way we find out is, one of the ways we can find out is by testing the water. And what I brought here to show is a meter, which is used in testing certain things in the water. This is actually the part of the meter that goes in the water, this long white cylinder. And at the end of the cylinder, facing the camera, there's some probes that measure things in the water. Then this piece here is actually what displays the results. And normally, these two pieces would be connected with a long cable. I didn't bring it up here just to make it easier. But this meter can measure things like oxygen, pH, temperature, and the saltiness of the water. So that's one way you can get an idea of what's going on when you come to a fish kill, if it's not obvious already what caused the fish kill.
And how do you deal with kills caused by nature, such as the red tide?
That's a good question, because since they're natural causes, there's no one to go after to try to fix the problem or try to stop the pollution, like when a company causes a fish kill or an individual causes. We try to do a lot of communication with people about the red tide, for example. We try to go out if we hear about red tide, confirm that that's really what's going on, that it is red tide, and we try to communicate with people as to where is the red tide. Where is it today? Where are the fish kills? So that they can make plans accordingly.
Are y'all developing solutions for the red tide?
The department's funding some research. We have six contracts going on to do research on red tide, and we have university professors here in Texas and other places that are doing different kinds of research to help us understand what causes red tide. And we're supportive of any efforts to be able to forecast it or track red tide, understand what causes it, and even try to find ways to prevent it or to make it less damaging.
Okay. And what kinds of pollution do you mainly see in Texas?
Here in Texas, we see a lot of sewage spills. And of course, that's because everywhere in the state where you have people, you have sewage, and we have to treat it and we have to deal with sewage. Many times pipelines can break or treatment plants can have problems, and sewage ends up in a stream, river, or a bay. Another kind of pollution we see a lot of is crude oil, because Texas is a big oil producing state. It's the same kind of thing. There's spills at wells, and there's spills from pipelines, and spills from large barges along the coast. So we see those two pollutants more than anything else.
What exactly made you decide to go into the career field as working with Texas Parks and Wildlife as opposed to something else?
Well, I was interested in biology in college, and I got a biology degree, and I went on and got a master's degree in marine biology. And there's only a few places really where biologists can get a job, you know, to work with what they want to do, which is, for me, nature and living organisms in nature. So Parks and Wildlife was just the ultimate place in Texas to work with those kind of animals and plants. And that's what I tried to get on, and I was fortunate enough to be able to get on with the job here.
If a person would want to go into this career field, what classes should they use to prepare?
I would suggest, of course, math and science are your basic background that you're going to need to be strong in those areas. I'd also suggest that you need to be able to communicate well. It's important to get your message out both verbally and in writing. So any kind of speech classes or writing classes would be helpful as well. Before we wrap up, I'd like to point out, if anyone's looking on the internet, there's three pictures there that I took from recent kills and spills that are in the Houston area. The top picture is a fish kill in Bray's Bayou, which is a creek in Houston, and that's just to show you an example of the kind of thing we see in the kills and spills team all the time. The middle picture shows an oil spill, and there's actually an investigator in the middle of the picture. That's Winston Denton with our Clear Lake office, and he's taking some notes in the field as part of his investigation. Then the bottom picture shows oil on the water and a boom across the water, and you can see one of the ways in which we try to clean up and collect the oil back and keep it from damaging more fish and wildlife.
Well, thank you, Cindy, for your time out of your day. And next, Katie is going to visit with us, a wildlife biologist. But first, a word from Steve.